All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan. I am joined on the phone right now, very talented Saskatchewan artist, Caitlin Leonard. Caitlin, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Caitlin, I want to ask you kind of how the last, well, I don't know, year and a half has been like for you. Obviously, no live music hasn't been happening, and it's been tough to kind of get out and promote the new music. But how has the last little bit been for you? Finding ways to stay busy over the last, year and a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, I think that getting into the music industry during a pandemic, I had a lot of time to, like I say, research and figure out how to kind of start a career being a new artist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I say, I've been doing everything pretty much solo. So it's been a lot of learning and a lot of just making connections virtually with people and lots of Zoom calls and phone calls and things like that. Obviously, live shows have been really, really restricted over the last year, which has been unfortunate. But like I say, there's lots of other ways to kind of get around that with, you know, doing the whole virtual thing and a few shows that way and connecting with audiences online. And I think being a new artist, like I say, everything about starting out is creating that fan base. And I think that it's different to do right now, but it's almost like you have a wider spectrum because everything is online and you can connect with people really all over the world.
Yeah, that's very well said. Yeah, very, very true with Zoom and FaceTime. And I think a lot of us, well, I guess I'm speaking for myself, had no idea what Zoom was 2 years ago.
I know. I was like, yeah, I knew about FaceTime and then all these other things started coming out and it's just a whole new happening.
The thing is that Zoom might have been around for a long time, just nobody knew until it needed to be happening.
It probably has been, so.
I have no idea. But it's a great tool. I mean, we do all of our meetings via Zoom and everything, so it's cool that it's around. And Caitlin, speaking of kind of things being shut down, I mean, the SCMAs went virtual for a second year in a row, unfortunately, and I'm just counting down the days until that can be done in person, hopefully next year. But you took home an award with Emerging Artist of the Year, so a huge congratulations to you. Talk about the virtual award show and kind of the emotions when you found out that you won the award.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, I think just being nominated in the first round of, you know, the SCMA Emerging Artist category was so exciting. And to make it to the third and final round, I thought was already a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you know, just being able to watch that show virtually at home and, to find out at that moment, I guess, with everyone else was so exciting. I felt so honored to have that award. And, I'm really, like I say, exactly like you and everyone else. I can't wait to be finally in a room all together, hopefully next year with the rest of the artists and be able to enjoy some live music together and get celebrate those achievements as a family again.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that for sure. Again, joined right now by Caitlin Leonard. Now, you have a brand new song out digitally right now, and it's going to be, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's going to be out to country radio on June the 2nd. Is that correct?
Actually, May 31st. So on Monday morning.
May 31st. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Why I wanted to make sure I got that correct. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's going to be again out at radio on Monday. So I mean, I've heard it. It's an awesome song. I absolutely love the sound of it. So tell us about your brand new song Without You, kind of how it came to be written and the story behind that song.
Yeah, you know, I wrote this song a couple summers back, and I think that, you know, myself and everyone loves a good breakup song. I think there's something about it is so universally able to connect with
so
many people. But I wanted to write one that had some positivity behind it and, you know, had some hope and was kind of a happy breakup song. And so that's kind of what that song ended up being. And it was called a happy breakup song by someone who's actually tuned into one of my live streams. I guess at the start of the pandemic, I was actually for some song requests if anyone had anything, and someone jumped in and said, hey, can you play that original happy breakup song that you have? Like, that's a great way to put that. That's exactly what that song entails. And, yeah, so it's just a really fun, uplifting song. And I think just leading into summer and here in Saskatchewan, you know, having these restrictions lifted, I think it's just a feel-good song all around.
I agree 100%. And yes, you mentioned with kind of the reopening plan and things starting to kind of get lifted a little bit, actually happening here this weekend. And hopefully, again, we continue to move in the right direction. Again, joined right now by Caitlin Leonard. So what's, again, this is probably, it's difficult for me to ask this in a normal year when there isn't a pandemic, but it's probably even more difficult kind of now. But what's kind of the rest of the year looking like for you? I mean, I know there's some are slowly starting to plan live shows, whether it be this later this year or into next year. What's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you, and maybe into 2020? What's kind of coming up for you?
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the year, like I say, it's kind of on a weekly, monthly basis.
Right.
Up to people right now, but yeah, just knowing that restrictions are opening up here over the weekend in Saskatchewan, I'm gonna be I'm kind of in the middle of starting to plan a outdoor show, because I was really wanting to do another kind of release party again for this song, so I'm hoping to do something later in summer. So I guess that's short term to kind of look forward to, but for sure being able to go out and play some shows in the fall time, and you know, hoping that venues are open and that traveling is a little bit more musician friendly. You know, I'd like to be able to go and play some shows kind of around Western Canada and start branching that out into, you know, next summer, being able to hopefully be able to get into some festivals and do some, like I said, bigger shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, just like I say, continuing to write and some music coming out again futuristically. So, yeah.
And listening to you talk about that, it makes me very much looking forward to the day when that does happen, with the festivals and all that kind of awesome stuff. And I know I guess with the way the last little bit has been, how much are you looking forward to playing in front of fans? Because doing virtual shows, I think is better than it's. I very much enjoy them. Because I'm not able to see the live show, or to obviously go to any live show. So I very much enjoy all the virtual shows. But you as an artist must be very difficult, especially playing a song and just being silent afterwards. I can't imagine what that's like. That must be really difficult. But kind of how much are you missing the atmosphere from the fans and the playing the live shows?
Yeah, so much. You know, it's great to be able to do virtual shows and to be able to kind of connect with people online.
Wow.
It's not the same thing as being on stage and in the same room as people, and, you know, being able to actually have that face-to-face connection. So I cannot wait for the day that I'm able to get stage and be with, you know, a band up on stage with me and have a full packed audience so that they can roam around and not have masks on and after show go and talk to people and hug people and not
exactly.
have to. So restricted. So I think I speak for the whole music community and music lovers that we are just ready to go the minute that those restrictions are back to normal.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that for sure. Caitlin, I really appreciate you taking the time as always. I absolutely love the new song and hope to catch up again very soon. I really appreciate your time and all the best. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt.